USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The vice president debate is set for tonight, featuring Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris. The 90-minute debate will happen from the University of Utah in Salt Lake City and will be moderated by USA Today's Susan Page. As far as what we can expect to hear from Vice President Pence, Trump 2020 campaign director Tim Murtaugh tells Fox News,
Kamala Harris is still, at this moment, a co-sponsor of Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill, which outlaws private health insurance for 180 million Americans. And so he'll bring that up, and he will try to expose the radical agenda they're carrying.
President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as emails belonging to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With both sides being far apart regarding a new stimulus bill, President Trump says it's time to end negotiations. USA Radio Network's Val Dior explains.
President Trump on Tuesday instructing Republicans to pause negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package until after the election, instructing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on getting his nominee Amy Coney Barrett approved to the U.S. Supreme Court. The president tweeted that negotiations would resume after the election, at which time a bill would be passed to support small businesses and hardworking Americans.
President Trump saying on Twitter, though, he would sign a bill that pushes direct payments to the American people. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine trial is hitting a snag after researchers failed to sign up enough people of color to ensure a diverse field for a clinical trial. Most of the 30,000 people signed up are white. COVID-19 has hit African Americans and Latinos the hardest. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Tributes continue to come in as one of rock's most celebrated guitarists has lost his lengthy battle with cancer. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
Van Halen's son, Wolf, announced the news Tuesday on Twitter, saying, quote, "He was the best father I could ever ask for. Every moment I've shared with him on and off stage was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever fully recover from this loss," unquote. Eddie and his brother Alex founded the band that bore their name in 1972 and went on to sell more than 56 million albums worldwide over their more than 40-year career. Van Halen and the rest of the band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Van Halen was 65. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
With the Los Angeles Lakers win last night over the Miami Heat, they now hold a commanding 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver telling ESPN, much of the social justice messaging that you see on the courts and on the backs of players' jerseys will be largely left off the floor next season.
My sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. And I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I want to watch a basketball game.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.